about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. I'm a little shaken up. Sorry. In the previous hour, I had a revelation that things may not be the way they seem. You know, we were talking about this JetBlue pilot and him going berserk and the wife saying, you know, it was a panic attack. And, you know, we were talking about mental illness. And, I realized that, my bosses, they put me in a room. They call it a studio. Right? A studio for me to do my radio show. And you look around the room and it's isolated. There's nobody around. It's just me. And there's a lot of padding on the walls, you know? And I kind of realized it the last hour of the show and then over the break in between hours, this is really looking more and more like a cell. Like a mental institution cell, Donovan is supposed to be, you know, my source to the outside. And, I don't really get to leave here. You know, I do get to, urinate and evacuate my bowels, of course, but you know, I'm really isolated in this room that has padding. And I was thinking about the movie Shutter Island. Did you guys see Shutter Island? I hope I don't ruin it for any of you. But basically, is it Leonardo DiCaprio? Goes through the whole movie, you know, thinking he's working on a case. And in the end, everybody was just actually kind of mollycoddling him because he was actually a patient in the mental institution. Did you guys ever think what would happen if that's what your life was? Everybody saying, oh, yeah, Dr. Dahlia, we have patients for you. We have a patient for you in room 4. And they're all actors. And, you know, here I am being placed, you know, in a studio in front of a microphone saying, here, Dr. Dahlia, why don't you speak into the microphone? And what you say is going to be heard nationally and globally all over the world on XM, all over the world on the Internet. Just speak into the microphone for 3 hours. What if I'm really in a mental institution? What if they're having me speak for 3 hours into a microphone to keep me busy? That would be pretty scary. We're talking Shutter Island Part 2. That'd be a good movie. A radio host thinks they're a radio host and it's really a mental institution. You're sitting there in a padded room. Oh, well, all right. Well, I'm going to just go on thinking that I'm doing a radio show and everybody's listening. And I guess I'll just kind of, you know, be on the lookout to see if I see anybody in white coats walking around me. I gotta admit, I mean, it is really well padded in here. It's really well padded. All right, for those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yes, I am going to go on. I mean, that's all I can do until they give me my meds, right? Right, Donovan said I'll get my meds tonight. Okay, see, I was right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Got a lot to talk about. Apparently, some antipsychotic drugs may actually raise heart attack risk. Also, what could raise heart attack risk is for any of you that are rheumatoid arthritis symptoms and has been diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, if you decide to abruptly stop your cholesterol medicine, you could have a heart attack. So not too good news. We did find good news that if you listen to music, classical music, Sinatra, before surgery, it helps you relax. Well, yeah, start spreading the news. That's my Sinatra. All right, yeah, no, my singing doesn't make you relax, does it? No. Of course, we're going to talk about what happened with the JetBlue pilot, a little bit more about what's going on with the Supreme Court, but a lot of good stuff on today's show. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please don't be an actor. Please be a real caller. 1-877-DOC-DALI. please tell me I'm not crazy. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Literally, they sit me down in a room by myself in front of a microphone, and I'm supposed to talk for 3 hours. 1-877-DOC. Actually, oh, we got a caller. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, I'm wondering about alpha lipoic acid. I have a peripheral neuropathy, tingling, burning, pain, numbness in the feet. I was told that alpha lipoic acid up to 600 milligrams could help that situation. If you could please help me with that, I appreciate it. Thank you.
No, that's a great no. I'm glad you brought that up. We got a lot of questions on peripheral neuropathy, so maybe after the break I'll spend some time on that. Peripheral neuropathy, we'll go over in a little bit. At least 20% of diabetics get it, and it's probably one of the most common neurological conditions that we see. And I mean, it could be stabbing pain, it could be numbness, it could be burning, it could be muscle weakness. It's basically faulty nerves that could happen from a variety of things: alcohol, vitamin deficiency, a tumor. I mean, anything that causes a problem with your nerves. But most commonly, we see it in diabetes. Now, yes, there was a study saying alpha lipoic acid given to diabetic patients with peripheral neuropathy did reduce their pain. Now, that was 200 milligrams IV, but a larger study, I guess, did 600 milligrams, and they experienced relief the same. Now, many of you are taking it in oral form, of course, because we don't have that many doctors out there, I guess, giving it to people IV. I don't know of any doctor currently that does, but it has been shown to help. And I guess the reason why is it's an antioxidant. You know, it functions better because you have fat-soluble vitamins and water-soluble vitamins, but from what I understand, alpha-lipoic acid can function in both. So it actually helps, I guess, enhance your glutathione, and I'm trying to think exactly the mechanism that it works. I don't know if we know the mechanism. I'd have to look that up. I don't know if we know. But if it does, you know, if so far we haven't really seen many side effects, the only problem is I don't see still a lot of studies. I don't see enough studies warranting neurologists to put everybody on ALA. But I'm liking it. I'm starting to like it, because if we have something that's low in side effects, it's inexpensive. You can get 600 milligrams over the counter. Not too bad. But yeah, I just want to quickly review peripheral neuropathy with you guys, because that's a really common subject. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with BioSuperfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered BioSuperfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The BioSuperfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. BioSuperfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. BioSuperfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your BioSuperfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 28th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.81.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.23.29, $8.61.65 for a half ounce, or $4.30.82 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.23.29, $8.61.65, and $4.30.82.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashed tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay, call today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. My boss has said to just talk into the microphone, even though people may not be listening and I'm in an isolated room with padding, right? They say I'm a radio host, and I'm doing it. I just hope it's not all a farce and I'm in a mental institution and you all are just trying to keep me busy having me on air. But I will go on and continue everything is okay. We will spend a little bit more time talking about what happened with the JetBlue pilot, because this is pretty scary and pretty frightening what happened. And it isn't the first time that a pilot just kind of goes berserk. So we'll talk about that in a few. But I want to go back to peripheral neuropathy. This is something that I have to probably say, if I had to look at my emails and my questions, this probably has the largest percentage of people concerned about that, because it causes a lot of pain. Now remember, peripheral neuropathy, peripheral means, you know, the periphery. Yeah, also like, you know, the tips of your fingers, the tips of your toes, your legs. Usually most people, they feel it in their legs. And like I said, it could be the burning. It could be stabbing pain. It could be electric-like pain. Because remember, it's nerves. It runs like electricity. It could be gradual. You know, it could be abrupt, but you know, usually I see it more gradual, especially with your diabetics. And they go, you know, I just am more numb. Now, of course, with diabetics, we find it extremely concerning, because having peripheral neuropathy puts you at risk for heart attack, puts you at risk for leg ulcers, foot ulcers. Now, why would it put you at risk for heart attack? Well, if the nerves are numb and you don't feel as well, then if you're having chest pain or a possible heart attack, you may not be getting the symptoms that a person who feels at 100% would. So whenever a diabetic says, oh, I'm a little short of breath, you know, we tell our medical students, you know, don't not think heart attack just because they aren't having chest pain, because a diabetic may not have chest pain when they have a heart attack. So, you know, having neuropathy is extremely serious. And, you know, if you have a little pebble in your shoe, you know, or if you have a little cut and you don't look at the bottom of your feet, and many of us don't look at the bottom of our feet. We really don't. We slip on our shoes, we slip off our shoes, we take a shower. You really don't examine the bottom of your feet, and you have a little cut, and you don't feel the cut, and it festers, and it festers, and it goes into the bone, and you don't feel it because you're numb, and you have neuropathy. You can end up losing your foot. And that's life-threatening as well if you have an infection that goes to the bone. So, you know, we want to prevent neuropathy from happening. So, you know, what causes neuropathy? Well, like I said, diabetes is big, but also alcohol. Alcohol causes it. Lyme disease, and we're going to be talking about Lyme disease also a little bit later this week. They say Lyme disease is supposed to be at an all-time high this year. So we need to talk about that too. Infections, of course, medications could do it, poisons, toxins. You know, if you have, let's say, a disc issue with your back, or if you have a tumor pressing on a nerve, that could do it. So it could be a variety of things. It could be a vitamin deficiency. B12, B6, B1, you know, liver disease, kidney disease. So a variety of things could do this. So what we as doctors do is whenever you say you have numbness or any issues, we really run a battery of tests, including diabetes and your vitamins. And if your doctor doesn't ask them to, you know, say, look, I think I'm having neuropathy, and I want to know that this isn't something easily fixable by taking B12. Or a B complex. Of course, alcohol, you got to cut back on the alcohol. You have to. You need a really good neurological exam to make sure that it isn't something that's pressing on a nerve. I always love to have the neurologist involved because they can do nerve conduction tests, and it'll actually identify which nerve is having the problem. And a lot of times these nerve conduction tests will conclude this is, you know, diabetic neuropathy. Not just because the person is diabetic, because there's a way that the nerves deteriorate. But unfortunately, even though there's medicines that are out, we really haven't put our finger on the pulse of trying to cure this. Patients that have pain, you know, they say, look, the medicines, they only help cause the pain to subside. They really are knocking out the pain. Now, why? Because it's a nerve pain. Okay, for those that are numb, they're numb, and they have their own set of problems because they're numb. They have to check their feet. They can hurt themselves more because they're numb. But people that have the shooting nerve pain, you can't rub that. You can't massage it, you know, to make it go away. You are in pain. And so, I love the idea of having a neurologist involved. A lot of times, many of my patients are on Lyrica, Topamax. These are anti-seizure medications, Tegretol, Neurontin especially. But my patients go Neurontin, and it makes them sleepy. I mean, again, we don't have anything that is a great fix yet. Capsaicin cream, lidocaine patches. Sometimes we'll even put people on antidepressants. Hopefully if their serotonin raises or the tricyclic antidepressants, sometimes those could help a little bit. But we just don't have enough tools in our medicine bag. So when the previous caller talked about alpha-lipoic acid, not bad. You know, he takes 600 milligrams. Again, we don't have enough studies, you know, to say that it works. Right now, we haven't seen many side effects with that. But, of course, you know, by the time they do find side effects, they go, oh, for those of you taking it 10, you know, for 10 years, you have this problem. And you're like, no. But it's an idea. Acupuncture. Acupuncture can help because, again, we're working along the nerve lines. They even say you could do biofeedback. But the key is if you do have peripheral neuropathy, we have to go after the cause. So if it's something simple like a B12 deficiency, address that. If it's your diabetes that's out of whack, we need to control your diabetes. Yes, some nerve damage is permanent. Absolutely. Same thing with alcohol. You know, when we do have patients that start going to AA, stop drinking, become dry, they will say they note improvement. but sometimes not 100%. But look, anything helps. So we really want to move towards that direction if we can. But no, great topic. And if you guys have any more questions on that, please call in 1-877-DocDali, 1-877-DOCDALI, or of course, email me at drdahlia.com. Cause that is, it's on the rise. More and more people have this, and it is so debilitating. I don't know how you guys deal with that. All right. In my family, we get diabetes. I watch it carefully. My doctor's watching me all the time. We have diabetes on both sides of the family, and I do love my ho-hos. I do. Okay, now this is kind of serious. Many of you that are rheumatoid arthritis patients, they say if you decide to quit your statin medication, your cholesterol medication, you could increase your risk of dying, not only from heart attack, but other forms of death. Now, this is some serious stuff because, you know, I have rheumatoid arthritis patients, they take cholesterol. I mean, people stop their medicines, for a variety of reasons. They lose them when they go on vacation, they can't afford them, insurance changes. Well, today, a study came out saying do not. Canadian researchers reported that those who stop taking statins, now we're talking people with rheumatoid arthritis, who stopped taking statins raised their chances of dying by cardiovascular disease by 60% and dying from any other cause by 79%. That's huge. That is huge. Well, why? All I could think is maybe the whole inflammatory subject where when you're in a more inflamed state, you end up having more cardiac inflammation, have more agitation to the coronary arteries. Maybe the statin medications offer a lot more protection to somebody with rheumatoid arthritis than a non-rheumatoid arthritis patient. So if you stop it abruptly, you could have an issue with your plaque becoming loose. I don't know. And I don't know if it's abruptly like, you know, over the weekend. I think many of these patients, they watched over a few months. They say among the patients, more than 4,000 were taking statins during the 4 years the researchers studied. 45% stopped using the drugs for 3 months or more. So it looks like at the three-month time frame. Of these patients, 198 died from cardiovascular disease, 31% of those from heart attack, 15% from stroke. Then the World Health Organization estimates that 1% of people in developed countries suffer from rheumatoid arthritis. Death rates among people are higher than the general population. Now, not all rheumatoid arthritis patients do have high cholesterol, but I'm going to tell you something. Your rheumatoid arthritis patients that are on these immunomodulators and these medicines to control inflammation, I do like to keep a very, very close eye on them for cancer. All right, we had a couple of rheumatoid arthritis patients, you know, all of a sudden, you know, pop up with a lung tumor. Now, they were both smokers, but the cancer seems to grow a little quicker in your rheumatoid arthritis patients. So not only are you suffering from the debilitating arthritis in your hands and joints, but you could be more at risk for cancer or, in this particular case, if you don't keep your cholesterol down, heart attack. So just, you know, make sure, again, your doctor is looking at the whole package. Right, and if you do feel like stopping a medicine, make sure again you let somebody know, and you have your blood levels checked. I think this study is a little drastic. I mean, what they're saying, 79%. I still don't see where they got that number. I'd have to look at the actual study. But again, I just think people that have inflammatory diseases, they're behind the eight ball. And it's frustrating because, you know, it's not, like I said, it's bad enough that you suffer from rheumatoid arthritis. Now you have to be at risk for heart attack. All right, don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about. Supreme Court, where they possibly stand, and what happened with the JetBlue pilot. Don't go away. 1-877-DocDali.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, You too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If the Dr. Dahlia Show is not on your local news talk station, please call them up or email them and tell them to bring Dr. Dahlia. Please also follow me on Twitter and Facebook. Okay, so, you know, we've been looking at what's been going on with this JetBlue pilot. Clayton Frederick Osborne, 49 years old, has been suspended from work and charged over his actions with what happened yesterday with the JFK flight from New York to Las Vegas, where it had to be abruptly landed in Amarillo, Texas, when he started to freak out after he left the cockpit, went to the bathroom, started acting erratically, screaming about a bomb and Al-Qaeda and September 11th and Afghanistan. And it was really frightening for the passengers. He had to be subdued by the passengers and restrained. And then I guess a off-duty pilot decided to help the co-pilot land the plane. And, of course, you know, now they're talking lawsuits and are people on the plane going to sue because they were, you know, distressed. And it's, you know, I mean, it probably did scare the heck out of people. But what's really been bothering, you know, many of us is how could this happen? You know, from what we understand, he had no psychiatric history at all. Right? His neighbors and people who worked with him said no. You know, he's a great gentleman. His boss who runs, I guess, is the CEO. President of JetBlue had said he's a gentleman, a consummate professional, and, you know, then how could this happen? How could somebody go from being normal, like we talked about yesterday, you know, going through security, saying, hey, Bob, how's it going? You know, saying hi to the flight attendants and taking their seat to completely wigging out. Now, we do know that there have been actually cases, and we talked about this in the previous hour, where there was a study showing that many pilots have been found to lie about taking antidepressants. This was before 2 years ago when the FAA allowed certain antidepressants to be taken by pilots. But they said many pilots had lied or not disclosed certain conditions that they had. Now, if so, that's a huge fine by the FAA, huge fine. But, you know, when pilots get their exams, they, you know, they don't usually have a psychiatric exam. You know, they check for their eyes and ears, diabetes and heart, etc. And many of them pass, and many pilots are in pretty good shape. You know, if you notice, they are. Everybody thinks pilots are sexy. They're in pretty good shape, right? But no one's really screening them for psychological trauma. You know, are they over-fatigued? You know, I mean, they're doing a lot of, split shifts and, you know, these long flights and jet lag. Are they over-fatigued? Are they, you know, are they having marital problems because of the flying and you know, not being home? You know, what else could be contributing to this? But, you know, from what we understand, he had absolutely no history. Yet when I guess they interviewed the wife, you know, she said, oh, he had a panic attack. Now, very odd that she said, oh, yeah, that's a panic attack. Now, yes, it probably was a panic attack, but, it, you know, it just almost seemed like, well, he had a history of, yeah, he had a panic attack. You know, the very first time something like this happens, most of the family members who are not medical specialists won't say, oh, yeah, it's a panic attack. They'd say, I'm shocked, I can't believe this happened, etc. But now, even, you know, medical officials are thinking, all right, he suffered from a panic attack, which means, did he have panic disorder in the past? You know, I mean, if the wife, you know, said pretty point blank, yes, that's what it was. Did she witness him having panic attacks before? And if that's the case, should somebody who has panic disorder fly a plane? Now, from what I understand, the FAA does allow people that do take Prozac, I believe Lexapro, Zoloft, they are allowed to fly if it controls their mild depression symptoms. But what about panic disorder? Now, those medicines are used for panic disorder. They are. But I got to tell you, this was a severe panic attack. I mean, I've had patients with panic attacks where they start to hyperventilate, so they have to pull over the car. Tough to pull over a plane, but they pull over the car. They try to get the breath, get the bearings. But I have other people where they just, you know, they do. They wig out. But this almost looked delusional. This almost looked like he had delirium. You know, we talk about delirium versus dementia. Dementia is kind of more chronic. You know, an older person will start getting dementia over time from chronic blood pressure, cholesterol, Alzheimer plaque buildup. But delirium could happen right away. It could happen because of an infection. It could happen because of medication. It could happen because of lack of medication. It could happen because of a medication mix-up or a combination of medications. It could happen because of a traumatic event. It could happen because of lack of sleep, lack of oxygen. So, you know, when I saw this happen, I didn't think he had, you know, so much, let's say, schizophrenia, which is a condition that people, you know, will have chronically. If this is a person who had no medical history, then it looked like he had an episode of delirium. But then why? What, did he take a medicine before he went on the flight? Was he doing drugs? I don't know. But, and again, I don't have the wife's transcript, but when we heard that the wife said, yeah, he had a panic attack, well, then did he have a history of panic disorder and a history of panic attacks? And if that's the case, should people with a history of panic attacks be allowed to operate planes? I mean, you know, many of my patients that do have panic attacks are still in control. He was out of control. And thank God he went out of control outside the cockpit. What if he had his quote-unquote attack while he was in front of the buttons and the don't call it a wheel, but the controls. What if? So I mean, I don't know if he'll ever be able to fly again, but you know what, I know many of us are like, you know, could this happen to us? But if this person was really healthy, no medical history at all, what the heck happened? Because we don't want to be driving our kids in a car. We don't want to be driving out in public and, you know, around a school and go berserk ourselves. So, again, this is just one of those cases where it's horrible. It's sad that this happened, but would like to know more. And if it does turn out that he was withholding information, such as a panic disorder, then he will be found liable. And he will not be able to fly again and possibly charge. I think the fine is like $250,000. But then what should airlines do in terms of screening? I mean, should everybody be screened for a psychological evaluation? Then if so, you know, when do you screen them? Do you screen them after a 10-hour flight? Do you screen them when they're, you know, within, you know, some of these pilots have like, you know, a week cycle or 2 week cycle of, you know, do you screen them when they're on their vacation? When do you screen these people? You know, and then how many people in the general population do have anxiety, do have depression? Remember that statistic, 1 in 3 people have a mental disorder, whether it's depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, bipolar, you know, I mean, would that be the case? 1 in 3 pilots? So, yes, they do need better screening procedures, but we still don't know what exactly happened. And if it turned out he did, you know, he was intoxicated with something or under the influence. All right. That'll probably, I hate to say this, you know, give us a sigh of relief because we don't want to think that somebody normal and not intoxicated and completely, you know, free of any chemicals in their body could just all of a sudden, boom, wig out like this. So pretty frightening stuff. And we'll keep you posted as we hear more. All right. So what's going on with this? Sinatra music can help you heal faster and relax as you're going into surgery. Now, I know whenever I had surgery, the doctors would, you know, talk about Hawaii or, you know, make me giggle and I would be making jokes. Although when I went in for my colonoscopy, the anesthesiologist was talking about HMOs and I was going off. I remember I started yelling and screaming and I was also upset because I didn't see enough KY jelly on the gauze that was supposed to lubricate the scope and then I went under. I mean, it was a very, very rough couple seconds before my going under because I was yelling and screaming. again, that's why they put me in a padded room to do my show. That's right, I'm in a padded, isolated, what they call studio. Better be a studio. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. But I guess they did a study where people listening to classical music, listening to Frank Sinatra, actually had improved respiratory rate, less anxiety, and they said they actually healed better. Now, I think absolutely the calmer you are, the better you could cope. I don't know how you can really, though, look perspective, you know, see how people heal if really that music you listen to in the background during an operation. But I do have to admit, you have used music, especially in the Army settings, for years to help people get through their post-traumatic stress disorder and to recuperate in the hospital. So I'm for that. I love Mozart. I love Bach and Beethoven. And, of course, Frankie. All right, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
All for tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. You can also email me at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow us on Facebook. I got to tell you, it is so hard to keep them all together. We also have LinkedIn. But I guess LinkedIn, you can attach to your Twitter, you can attach to your Facebook, and everybody's happy. But I love giving you guys medical updates and things that are new. Like we were talking about in the previous hour, this was really cool. in the previous hour, we were talking about how paramedics may have a shot they could give you if you're undergoing cardiac arrest that has glucose, sugar, insulin that drives the sugar into the cell, and potassium. And this is a mixture that's kind of inexpensive that they could give you in one shot. It's cheap. It's, I guess, under $50. And they found that it really prevented heart attack in many cases. And I thought that was pretty kind of cool. I like that, because that's not something you need to get patented. That's not something we need to wait for a pharmaceutical company to have cleared by the FDA. Yes, there could be some side effects. You could have too much potassium in your system. You could have too much sugar or low blood sugar. But still, something that's cool. So I like to give you guys the most up-to-date updates. Also, it looks like there may be a acne type of treatment that is more natural and alternative than, and actually more effective than, some of these other medications that are expensive, like the creams and gels and lotions. I guess researchers have found that using thyme, T-H-Y-M-E. Yeah, you're right. After some time, the pimple does go away. I agree. But they're actually saying using thyme, tiny tinctures of thyme, putting the herb in alcohol for days or weeks, draws out the active compounds of the plant. And when you add it to the pimples that are full of bacteria, Propionibacterium acnes is the bacteria in acne. Apparently the tincture, you know, it took a few minutes to take effect, but it actually worked. And they found that it killed hundreds of thousands of bacteria per high-powered field. You know, that's how they watch these things. They don't sit there and count the bacteria. They look at how many per high-powered field, and they extrapolate from there. But they said thyme was very effective. They also used marigold and myrrh, M-Y-R-R-H. Some of you guys that know herbs may, you know about these things more than I, but they said this was more effective than benzoyl peroxide. And we see benzoyl peroxide in a lot of preparations, like Clearasil, Oxy-5, Oxy-10. And again, they aren't seeing many side effects.
It's pronounced myrrh.
Oh, it's called myrrh. Thank you. Thank you, Donovan. Oh, we got Donovan working the dials. Thank God. Who gives you a line? It's called myrrh. I don't know my herbs. All right, so myrrh, thyme, marigold. These don't look like English words. You know how they spell myrrh? M-Y-R-R-H. That's nothing that I've seen in the English dictionary. Anyway, remember, with benzoyl peroxide, that dries you out, which is why the drying agent helps with acne. But you could also get irritation. You could get redness. You could get flakiness. And so if there's something that they could do that's a little softer, a little milder, why not? And cheaper. So we'll see where this goes. But keep in mind, alcohol in the solution, if they use the thyme mixed with alcohol, alcohol is a drying agent also. You know, many of you said, well, you know, that's what my mom had me do. She had me put alcohol on my pimples. Well, alcohol is a drying agent. That's why. We used Colgate toothpaste. It had to be Colgate toothpaste, the white toothpaste, the fluoride. It worked. You know, still, I still tell my patients, you know, I as a doctor, I'm not supposed to recommend that you put toothpaste on your face, but it works. I've seen it work. It's cool stuff. Okay, so a lot of people have been dancing in the streets, and for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, getting really, really excited about how the arguments and the hearings went this week with the Supreme Court. And I was just as shocked as you all were that we would be getting some sort of an inclination of how these judges were going to vote. Now I know we've been talking about the 5-4 split of five conservative judges and you know, versus the four liberal judges, but that was all speculation. I thought that during these hearings that, you know, they would be sitting there stoically, right? Because whenever you see pictures of the Supreme Court justices, they all look kind of stoked to me. Yeah, I mean, every once in a while somebody smiles. Kagan and Sotomayor seem to smile a lot. You know, I remember Sandra Day O'Connor and Rehnquist would smile. But they just up here like they would be sitting there stoically, right? But from what I understand, no. The conservative judges really hammered Varelli to the point that even on CNN today, they were throwing in the towel saying, they really think that this is going to be overturned, and we're talking completely overturned. So I know everybody's excited, and they're all dancing, and I mean, yes, in terms of it being a horrible law, for if the Supreme Court agrees that it is unconstitutional, this is a great win. However, all right, Republicans, I am hoping, are getting to work as we speak. Whether this gets thrown out or not, I really hope they aren't just sitting on their duffs. Okay. I wrote an article for GCN, our website. Please go to GCNlive.com and you could read what I wrote. But I mean, if there is a good chance of the healthcare law being overturned and thrown out completely, like Judge Alito was talking about, you know, in so many words, it's not that this is being thrown out, and that's it. It's, you know, go back and try again type of thing. If the Republicans don't appear to want to move forward with healthcare reform or salvage any of the quote unquote good parts to the law, there's a very good chance the Republicans will lose this presidential election because the Democrats are going to take the 50% of the population who were for the bill and try to convince the independents that Republicans won't move on health care. And if they do move, it'll be slow, and they won't protect our children and the pre-existing clause, etc. So what I think Mitt Romney needs to do, and any of the other presidential candidates that may have a chance, and it doesn't look like they do, and what I think John Boehner needs to do is say, look, guys, if this does get overturned, we are immediately going to start going single bill by single bill and starting to pass things that we thought were bipartisan and pretty good ideas, such as let's get rid of the whole pre-existing exemptions. Let's get rid of the insurance caps. Let's figure out a way to expand Medicaid without burdening the states, you know, but piece by piece, small bills with none of these earmarks, none of this government trying to get involved with the way doctors practice medicine, no protection for doctors trying to practice, no tort reform, and don't just make a $2,400 bill and hope to pass it. You cannot fix health care in one monstrous bill. But the Republicans better already say, look, if this does get overturned, we are going to get to work now. And I mean, it would be good if we still have control of the Congress this summer to start, if this does get, because we aren't going to get a ruling from the Supreme Court judges till June. So I would say if the judges do overturn this immediately, what Republicans need to do in Congress is already start passing these protective bills piece by piece, right, that are constitutional. This way we don't have in November an election where the Democrats are saying, look, the Republicans did nothing for health care. And in fact, you know, they hurt us, because that'll sway the independents. And, we could be in trouble. So, again, nobody should be sitting on their duffs. This is crucial. There's a lot of things that need to be done. I don't want to just hear from the candidates. And Romney, it was nice that he said that. Don't worry, I'll repeal Obamacare. That's great. Fine. If the Supreme Court justices don't throw out the whole bill, he'll repeal it. That's nice. But then what? You have a lot of angry people very angry at the Republicans right now, because they think this bill was going to give them free health care. All right? Because remember, people have a lot of misconceptions about this bill. They were promised things that the bill really wasn't going to give them to begin with. You know, most of us know the bill was a crappy bill. It has to be thrown out. We got to start over, which is what we've all wanted to do. The Republicans have never wanted to say, oh, let's just stick our head in the sand. Healthcare is fine. We know things have needed to be done, which is something that the conservative justices were talking about. You know, they're like, you know, you got to probably do this one over. Right. Right. The way it was done was rushed, had a lot of overbearing, over-bureaucratic, very costly mandates and aspects which I believe were unconstitutional. It was written horribly. That doesn't mean we throw away any sort of health care reform. So, nobody should be celebrating yet, because we still don't know, but we better be getting to work. All right, guys, stay with us for another hour. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the ultimate enzymes for longevity. I'd be making sure I was taking them with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.